So here's something positive that Trump has just done recently. And it's great to be able to find examples of things that Trump has done that will help Americans. Even though I've criticized Trump on a lot of things recently, I'm also an honest broker. When he's doing positive things, I'll point it out. And what he did is, as part of his settlement with the IRS, I think it was over the leaking of his own tax returns, there's an agreement now in place, it was just announced, that the Department of Justice will set up a fund. It's a fund that will compensate victims of government weaponization. And the fund will have $1.776 billion. I don't know if he did 1776 or if it was 777, whatever. It's $1.7+ billion to pay out to people who were victimized by the federal government. Now, what does that mean? They haven't actually released a way yet to be able to sign up for this. There's also no instructions on what qualifies. I would imagine that the qualifications are going to be pretty strict. That is, you have to actually prove financial loss or other kinds of losses. Or maybe, you know, incarceration, wrongful incarceration, things like that. So I would imagine that the J6 victims could apply for compensation. And I think they will. I encourage them to do so. That is, those who were wrongfully prosecuted and incarcerated by the Biden regime. On top of that, there are those of us who were censored by the government through the weaponization of the Department of Defense. And I'm one of those people. And I have a very strong case. In fact, my company has sued the DOD and the DOJ. We have sued the federal government. We sued big tech. This is over 2 years ago now. That lawsuit is still pending. And that lawsuit contains shocking details of how I was personally named and my companies were named by the DOD as part of a censorship laundering scheme to direct these offshore NGOs out of the UK to then launder censorship requests to big tech in the US to get myself and my companies completely deplatformed, stripped out of Google, Facebook, YouTube, you know, you name it, right? Even X at the time, before Elon owned it. So we have a very strong case. We've already proven economic damage in the tens of millions of dollars. We've already proven the chain of custody of the censorship requests stemming from the United States government. And we've already proven in our lawsuit that they named me and my companies in particular. So we have kind of an open and shut case, actually, which is why big tech is fighting this like crazy. They've been fighting the venue of our case. And they successfully got it moved to California, which is not good for us. But this DOJ thing here might be a way to settle the case with the government. And of course, I would like to settle it with the government. I would like to be able to release the DOJ from the lawsuit by just saying, well, we got compensation through this other means here that Trump set up. And so whenever they open up the applications for this, you can bet I'm going to apply. And I think our application will be one of the most compelling applications that you will see. But we're not alone. We're not alone. And this is important because, you know, the Biden administration in particular really did weaponize the government against companies like mine. In fact, we were subjected to a weaponized FDA audit like a year and a half ago or whatever it was, maybe 2 years ago. It was a weaponized audit that was unleashed by the Biden administration to try to shut us down. It'll probably be, no, of course, they failed. They failed. They failed miserably because we run a very clean operation. We have, you know, an amazing ISO accreditation for the lab. We have GMP compliance for our manufacturing and so on. So they failed to shut us down, but they put us through a ridiculously painful audit and inspection and paperwork audit. I mean, it was weaponized. Someone was told to come to our facility. In fact, it was one of their top FDA people in Texas. They were told to come to our facility and shut us down. period. And this was before the 2024 election. This was like in the spring of 2024. So I guess it's about 2 years ago. And I was told from attorneys that other health freedom organizations that were also opposing Kamala Harris, you know, opposing the Democrats and supporting Trump for the election overall, even though I didn't vote for Trump, but we were all targeted big time. And we were all audited. So that was another weaponization. I probably can't even file a claim on that because it's hard to prove that you were targeted, you know. But for the censorship, I can prove it. I can prove the damages. I've got everything's documented. In fact, you know, our attorneys have documented that extensively. It's all been, I mean, it's all a matter of public record. It's in the court record now. And it's compelling, let me tell you. So I encourage you, if you have a case where you can prove damages, then be on the lookout for the DOJ to announce the mechanism. They haven't done it yet. It's probably coming soon, although the Democrats are opposed to this because the Democrats love weaponized government, you know, targeting people and destroying their businesses and silencing their voices. That's what Democrats are all about. Democrats don't want the government to compensate people that were wrongfully targeted and victimized by the Biden regime. Go figure, huh? Oh, we never could have guessed that one. That's how evil the Democrats are. But at least Trump, for all his current failings and whatever, this is something that is good. Trump is doing this. And as far as I can tell, Trump himself doesn't receive any benefit from this. This is something that he's doing to help set the record right for the American people who were targeted. So, you know, this isn't some loophole or insider trading or anything like that. This is just something that Trump is legitimately doing to try to help people get money back from the government. Or at least that's the way it looks to me so far. But I suppose we'll find out soon because I'm going to apply. And if they reject my application, then it's a scam because there's no better documented case of weaponized government targeting a U.S. business and U.S. citizens, etc. I mean, this is a clear-cut case. And I suppose it also depends on how much they offer in compensation. Because like I said, we lost tens of millions of dollars because of what the government did to us. If they offer us like $100,000 settlement, are you kidding me? Are you out of your mind? No. No, I'm not going to settle this for $100K. Or some ridiculously low amount like that. Not a chance. So we'll see. I'll keep you posted. And maybe the Democrats will block it and then we won't get anything. Who knows? But stay tuned and you can hear more of my podcasts and interviews at brightvideos.com. And you can read my articles and see my infographics at naturalnews.com. So check it all out. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can support our online business and get yourself squared away with storable food and high-end nutritional supplements, lab-tested, certified, organic, etc. at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Biostructured silver gel deserves a spot in your emergency bug out bag. It's made with 3 types of silver, 7 powerful essential oils, and lab tested for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology. Get yours at healthrangerstore.com.